This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Who can carry the water for the Democrats? Is it the tax-evading, brother-marrying scam artist known as Ilhan Omar? Or is it one of the other three? AOC seems to want to hand the mantle over to Ilhan Omar. And let me tell you something, folks. Donald Trump has proven it time and time again. Americanism trumps self-indulgence. Just ask Colin Kaepernick. Who's winning that battle? You think America gives a crap about Colin Kaepernick? There's a handful of people to give a crap about that guy. Overwhelmingly, Donald Trump has not only solidified his base, he's added more to it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. When you start talking about things like the flag, the national anthem, the American spirit, make America great again, America first, It defeats any special interest. It defeats LGBT. It defeats black, Latino, women, whatever. It defeats it all. And that's exactly what is the fabric that holds this country together. The fact that it defeats any of that special interest nonsense. Oh, I'm Muslim and I want special this and that. I don't care. We're Americans. It trumps your silly little religion and whatever peccadilloes that come with it. And I can say this as a person who the system is set up for me to just go out there. Let me put this a different way. If I wanted to use my blackness as an advantage, I'll ask anybody listening to this radio program, do you honestly believe that I would be in need of any money? If I wanted to take advantage of this system and take advantage of everything that's put before me, if I wanted to espouse any type of leftist view, if I were to play the Van Jones and occasionally come across moderate but be hardcore leftist, you wouldn't even know Van Jones's name. They'd be talking about nothing but Kevin Jackson. I would be the belle of the ball. I'd be worth mega millions of dollars, if not approaching billions. And if I didn't need, I wouldn't even need billions because I'd have billionaires flying me around like Barack Obama. I would be hanging with Barack Obama, Beyonce, all those leftist clowns, making movies in Hollywood, every talk show, you name it. And the reason why I'm getting a little bit testy about it is because for those people that believe that I don't know how to seek fame and fortune, you wouldn't even know Candace Owens' name if I went on the other side of this issue. It's just a fact. I know how to market. I know how to sell. If I was a sellout, I could be the best one you've ever met in your life. I guarantee you. And it's because I'm not that I don't seek the fame and fortune. I don't have a blog from 2 years ago when I was talking smack about conservatives and then swallowed the red pill. I've swallowed the red pill when I was 8 years old and probably ate it in the womb. I have never been a progressive, liberal, Democrat, scoundrel, scumbag. I've always known right from wrong, and even when it impacts me, I still admit that I was wrong. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So, you should be proud, as conservatives, that you have that stance, and I hope you've been one your whole life, too. We don't get a whole lot of credit. I remember when people would tell me, oh, Sheriff Clark, he really knows. He used to be a Democrat. And I'm like, well, good for him. It only took him 40-plus years to figure out how stupid he was. Congratulations. See, I tend to look at people that know who they are from a very early age and admit their faults and their flaws the entire time and stick with it. Versus somebody who made the conversion. And by the way, Thomas Sowell, the great Thomas Sowell, used to be a Marxist. He's a product of his education, so I forgive him. And he would talk about making amends. He made amends. But I have the distinct advantage I've never met Dr. Soul, by the way. I would love to. I'm trying to. But I have the distinct advantage of being able to go to Dr. Soul and say, sir, I have never been on the other side of this issue. All the things you write about are things I've known intuitively my entire life. I didn't have to make a conversion. And as brilliant as you are, you didn't recognize it. I recognized it by the time I was 8 years old. Yeah, I had that kind of intellect. Anyway, it's not even what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to go into some of these other issues because Comey's back in the news. And he tweeted, what would I ask Mueller? He tweeted an article that he wrote in Lawfare or something. He's got some friend over there that wants to pretend that Comey really cares about the law. So he wrote an article and he says, I answered the question in this article, what would I ask Mueller? And my first thought was, first of all, James Comey, you disgraced former FBI, head of the FBI. Who gives a crap what you would ask Mueller? You know, you had a chance to ask Hillary Clinton the tough questions and you blew it. So who cares? And this is all in a setup for what they want to ask Mueller. What you're going to start seeing now is a framing of a narrative of what they want the Democrats to ask Mueller. Because Mueller's been tipped off. Mueller knows he's got to be very careful when he appears before Congress. Why do you think Mueller, who's supposed to be appearing before Congress in May, postponed it? Then he's supposed to appear in June or whatever, some other time frame, postpone. Then they postpone it. They keep postponing because everybody's got to get the story straight. Let me tell you, the back channel communications happening right now with Mueller would blow you away. Would absolutely blow you away. The conniving, the cheating. Here's what we'll ask. You think Donna Brazile giving Hillary the questions to a debate was something? Wait until the Democrats say, Bob, here's what we're going to ask. Bob Mueller has a team of attorneys working with him saying, here's what you cannot answer. Here's going to be your standard answer. It is going to be one of the most boring congressional, as much as we're all awaiting it, it's going to be boring because Mueller knows he better keep his freaking big Democrat-funded mouth shut. So don't get all excited. And you're going to see a lot of things leading up to it about, oh, well, Mueller, here's what he's going to have to answer, and here's why he won't be able to answer these questions. They're going to start setting you up to don't expect much. Because Bob Mueller, if there's anybody that's going to be in a perjury trap or who's got a real problem with the way he handled an investigation, it's going to be Bob Mueller. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk about Comey's tweet and the responses.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I mentioned earlier about knowing that you're a conservative, knowing your viewpoints. You don't have to put a label on it. I don't care if you put a label on it. I'm known as a conservative, even though I don't feel conservative. I feel like a pragmatist. I feel like a person who realizes right from wrong and lives that way. Or tries to. Flawed Christian, but a Christian. I say that because I think there are Christians out there afraid to admit they're Christians. They're like, because I get asked all the time, Kevin, you're a Christian? Yeah, I'm a Christian. Oh, and the reaction would be, oh my gosh, really? And I'll go, yeah, I have no problem admitting that. I'm a Christian, a failed Christian. No problem, baby. So are you. So is everybody I've ever met. And I've never met the Pope, but he's a failed Christian too. Especially this one. Thankfully, he's not in the news very much that Barack Obama's gone, is he? Nobody cares about global climate change and border issues. Keep your mouth shut, Pontiff. Nobody cares. Anyway, I was talking about the fires burning across the nation. Democrats set fires uncontrollable by them. But the good news about conservatives, pragmatists, whatever you call yourselves, the fire is not going to touch you. You are immune to fire. You are in fire, not just retardant, fireproof environments. Comes up to your neighborhood and stops cold. But keeps on burning them Democrats. It's burning them down. It's going to burn them down all the way to the top, all the way to Barack Obama. I love that Barack Obama's running around the world, you know, hanging out with pedophiles, and his wife is voted. Oh, she's so popular. Wait until the hammer of Thor falls on their black Camelot and all the people that have supported him. Oh, before I get into that, I didn't even talk about this before. Have you seen the hype over The Lion King? Look, I like The Lion King as a cartoon. I love it on Broadway. Recommend it highly. Took my youngest son to see it. He went kicking and screaming and loved it. But what the hype? Oh, Beyonce did a special song, and then they got all these leftist actors. I'm not spending a nickel on The Lion King, the movie. I wouldn't care if Jesus himself was in it. Well, I would see it if Jesus was in it. I ain't gonna lie. But I wouldn't see it with anybody. I wouldn't see it if Denzel was in it. How about that? That's the closest to Hollywood God that it gets for me. I wouldn't see it. But it raised $23 million on opening day, which is nothing. And they were like, ooh, The Lion King did so well. It raised $23 million. It didn't even raise enough. Oh, but it raised $100 million overseas. As they, oh, it raised $100 million overseas, $23 million in the U.S. Let me tell you what it's telling you in the U.S. It raised four times as much money overseas than it did in the U.S., four times as much. I don't know how movies go. I really don't. I can't tell you if that's good or bad or indifferent. But I believe that it raising a quarter of the money in the United States than it did overseas tells you exactly all you need to know about who gives a crap about Hollywood, who gives a crap about Beyonce. And by the way, the same article that I saw about the Lion King says Beyonce's daughter sings on her record. That girl can't sing. That little girl cannot sing. I'm not trying to be mean. She can't sing. But, you know, she's going to have all the advantages of white privilege, but she cannot sing. Let's just be clear. She can't sing. Anyway, let me get back to this Comey stuff. So, one of the big fires is blazing for the Democrats that they cannot put out. There ain't enough water in the ocean to put out the fire of Russian collusion, the Christopher Steele fake news dossier, and all the complicit, the players who were part of the attempted coup of Donald Trump. There's not enough water on the planet to put it out. And the Democrats know it. So they're trying to string it out as much as they can. And there's nothing they can do except try to delay it. And everybody's asking me, and I don't know the answer to this, Kevin, is Donald Trump waiting for a particular time to drop the bomb? Is it too early to drop it now? Is he waiting for 2020 when he can drop some bombs? I don't know. I don't think there's any reason to wait. I think the longer, if Donald Trump and Barr and all of them release the information, which is the Kraken for the Democrats, and we just get to see exactly what's been going on, I believe in my heart of hearts it'll linger to the election and far beyond. Far beyond. Maybe if I were Trump and I am a strategist, I would suck them in. Let them just keep on coming in. And then when you're ready to just start, hold a press conference and start dropping bombs, truth bombs. Maybe that's what's going to happen. But here's what I'll tell you. They are coming. The truth bombs are coming. So James Comey tweeted, he had a book, I mean an article he wrote, and some law thing, as if he really cares about the law. And it was, he asked a question, what would I ask Mueller? And the responses, I knew what was going to happen. As soon as I saw that tweet and I saw his article, I didn't even read the article. I went right to the comments. And I want to tell you what people had to say. Very first comment of what should I ask Mueller, the guy writes, how are we not both in prison? Now, that should give you the temperature of the water of James Comey. And for the record, whenever Comey does one of his stupid behind tweets, that stupid butt, different word if you want to substitute that on your own, he gets excoriated. People pounce on him. Now, this is a guy that is expecting people to feel sorry for him. Because you remember, he's an honest man, an honest broker. People are not feeling sorry for him. They're saying, why aren't you in prison? So that was the first one. Now, it's probably changed since then. But here was the next one. What's really on Wiener's laptop? I found that one intriguing. You want to know why? Because what it implies is that Comey really didn't look at what was on Wiener's laptop in the time for the investigation. Remember, Wiener had like 30-something, 70,000 new emails, and in a week, the FBI determined that there was nothing of significance on Wiener's laptop, even though it was, you know, tens of thousands of related information to Clinton. So I thought that was very insightful for that particular person. Another one wrote this. Oh, how far you've fallen when you attempt to coerce Congress to follow your lead. They're already corrupt. Why come this way? Worried your phones are tapped? Emails read? What goes around comes around. Enjoy the judgment. No one gets a free pass, you included. That was, you won't believe me if I tell you, that's the first three entries to the question of what would I ask Mueller? Now, the last one wasn't even a question for Comey to ask. The next one that I saw asked this very profound question. How much time am I looking at? Now, folks, what I'm trying to explain to you is that we have a dominated and social media dominated by leftists. Comey, who has, they're going to give him free rein on how many people he can reach and connect with, etc., versus me, who they shadow ban. And overwhelmingly, 8 out of 10 of the responses are negative against Comey. On his own page, in a social media milieu that caters to leftists. And Comey, 8 out of 10 people are excoriating the guy. Here's one. Do orange jumpsuits come in extra tall? And finally, it's going to be fun watching you get indicted.
Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Monday, President Trump has a message for Iran.
If they want to make a deal, it's frankly, it's getting harder for me to want to make a deal with Iran because they behave very badly. They're saying bad things. And I'll tell you, it could go either way, very easily, very easily. And I'm okay either way it goes.
The president also says Iran is lying in its claim that they arrested 17 Americans who were part of a CIA spy ring. Now, one of the other things on the Trump administration's mind is special counsel Robert Mueller testifying before Congress on Wednesday. White House advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News she believes it's a huge waste of money.
They work for you. This is your money. You already paid for the Mueller report and the Mueller investigation. Now they want Bob Mueller. They want to drag him before Congress and have him read out loud.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jackson, this is Rico. Just want to come on to concur with you. Fox News does need to have a public apology to you, as well as have you reinstated with the network, if you will even come back, you know, on that show, any of those shows. But they should. Then they don't bring up Blasey Ford. Where is she? Just like your website shows. Where is she? I've been wondering that before. Why is it that no one's bringing charges or something? You lie. You come before Congress and you lie. These things are driving us crazy. I mean, as we watch, just as individuals who are, you know, of sound mind, we're like, well, wait a minute. How do you just go and tell a big lie like that and you make it to Capitol Hill? So there's a lot of people that should be in trouble here. So, all right, with all the inconsistencies and everything, brought that far. Okay, and they should publicly apologize to you. I don't understand how they cannot be stand up and do that. Okay.
Well, thanks, Rico, for that call, and thank you for essentially sharing the sentiment that I have that Fox owes me an apology. I don't expect them to ever make it, but they certainly owe me one. Because let's face it, Blasey Ford indeed is a skank. Let's see, who else sent me something? Guy, a while back we talked about burnout, and here was a message I got on that.
Hey, Kevin, it is an absolute honor to get through with Scott to talk to you. But tell you what, you were talking about the burnout thing. Hey, I'm a 65-year-old white ham and egger. I work 3 jobs. I work 7 days a week. Yeah, we ain't making a ton of money or anything like that, but, you know, I ain't bitching, I ain't moaning, I just keep working hard, and one day, you know, and the good Lord has blessed me with a beautiful wife and kids and, you know, great grandkids and all that stuff and everything, and dyed-in-the-wool conservative, but trouble is, my wife's liberal as hell, or like Mary Matlin and James Carville, you know, I'm Mary Matlin and she's James Carville, so, but anyway, I appreciate everything that you do. Thank God for your program. Thank God for Larry Elder, all these other guys, Rush, everybody. You keep fighting the good fight. Thank you for what you do, and absolute pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Well, you, my friend, are more than welcome. Thank you for the call, and good luck in that relationship. It sounds like you and your wife have got things figured out. I love that, even though I would have a struggle being with a leftist person. But as long as you guys have figured it out, you know what? Good job. I'm glad some people are able to put politics aside and just do what they do, you know? That's the way life is supposed to be. You meet a person that you enjoy and find commonality with, and you find out you're in different political persuasions. I'm sure they've influenced each other over the years. Sounds like this gentleman is still a pretty dyed-in-the-wool conservative. I told you guys a conversation I had with a guy on a plane who said, I have a lot of liberal views, and I go, like what? And he goes on to explain. I go, it's not even liberal. That's a pragmatic view. And it turned out, to be blunt, he was more conservative than liberal, but he just didn't want to own the title because liberals think they have the high ground. And they don't. They don't have the high ground. Let's do one more before we get. There was a guy, he wanted to be, I don't even know what this, it was a gassing of America. And I said I'd play this phone conversation, but because it'll get the word out for him. And I want him to understand that, you know, even though I don't know a lot about this subject, at least the audience can make up their own minds about it.
And this is Thomas Rogers in Utah. Please have your staff and you review this story on gassingamerica.com. What that exposes is the poisoning, or the subtle poisoning, of up to 34 million in America, especially the poor. That includes my challenged families in the Gulf Coast and anywhere where there's a manufactured mobile home used as a housing unit. I was also taken down New Orleans and identified the poisoning in those FEMA trailers, and as a consequence, stopped them from being utilized in Haiti. So make sure you look at gassingamerica.com. Also see the story called In the Air by the Deseret News. You can go to directly that by typing in the air.news. And then also check the links to CDC and the GAO within the first couple of paragraphs of that.
All right. So we've done our PSA on gassing America. So look it up if you have interest. I don't personally have enough time to look at everything, but I did at least want to get some of these out there. If you do want to contact us, 844-551-8255. So, a Mueller witness has been linked to a pedophile ring. Key witness and former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation indicted on charges of sex trafficking after allegedly having sex with a 14-year-old boy he brought to the U.S. from Europe. The Eastern District of Virginia unsealed the indictment last week, revealing that George Nader, a 60-year-old Lebanese-American businessman, has been charged with sex trafficking, child pornography, and obscenity. In addition to child pornography filed against him last month, he pled not guilty. Now, I bring this up because, I don't know, I see if Mueller had many places he could go because he got carte blanche. And this guy, and I'm going to go and explain who he is, Nader, widespread ties to the UAE. They said, met with people associated with Trump's campaign in 2016 at several points. At one point, arranging a meeting between Eric Prince, the founder of Blackwater, and the brother of Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos. Then, Kirill Dmitriev, who heads one of Russia's sovereign wealth funds, in January of 2017. They investigated it heavily by Mueller, noted in the report of one instance of Russia attempting to influence the Trump administration. Now, what I want to explain to you is that every one of these leftist organizations that writes about Nader tries to time to Trump, tries to time to the Russians. It's been completely debunked when, in fact, this guy has more to do with leftists than he does with anybody on the right. Guilt by association is what they want Trump. The same tactics they're trying with Epstein. The very same tactics. I'll get it out. Nader was convicted of abusing minors in the Czech Republic, charged with transporting minors to the U.S. for sexual purposes, later acquitted. They said, federal prosecutors said that Nader has hands-on contact with more than a dozen minor boys. He pled guilty to another count in 1991. I don't care who Nader is. What I can tell you is this. Whatever he did, it's unrelated to Trump, and you can bet that because of the nature of it, it's more related to these leftists. I'm going to move on. Donald Trump fundraising. Shocking news for leftists. Oh, wait. Let's not do that. Let's wait on that. I want to further talk about Epstein because there's a situation brewing with Epstein and Harvard. Yeah. Another bad news report, Epstein and Harvard here. When it comes to sexual predators, in academia, I call them birds of a feather. If you want to know where sexual deviants hang out, look no further than leftism, and particularly Wackademia. Hardly a day goes by in the news cycle, if you want to look for them, that we don't learn something about a sexual deviant who's molesting either young girls or young boys. Think about all these teachers, you know, 20s and their 30s, and what do? They want these 15 to 17-year-old boys to have sex with, these cougars in training. And while I will admit, when I was 15 years old, to have some of these teachers be interested in me would be flattering. Because some of them, I'm just going to be blunt, they are hot. It would be flattering. And you're at your sexual peak, I think, at 17. It's sad to say, but dudes, we may very well be at our sexual peak at 17. Why waste it, right? But anyway, the point is, teachers should have enough, you know, experience to say, look, I'm not going for that. You're too young. But they don't. And that's why teachers, leftists, tend to gravitate to these things where they feel like, I'm molding young minds. And so I'm going to go ahead and take advantage of this stuff. But anyway, as it turns out, the convicted pedophile, Jeffrey the Freak Epstein, made a $6.5 million donation to Harvard's Program for Evolutionary Dynamics. And he gave it through the, he met a guy named Dr. George Church, professor of genetics at Harvard, and he started wanting to study that. Now, as you consider Epstein's donation to this, because it was supposed to be research for cures for cancer and other diseases, I want you to think about Lance Armstrong, the man who gave himself testicular cancer from doping in order to then come out as the champion of cancer. Right? That's right. He then made a living beating cancer. Multiple millions of dollars beating cancer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm talking about Jeffrey Epstein and his $6.5 million gift to Harvard in the area of genetics. And I was talking about it in the context of how leftists will use their philanthropy in order to cover up their bad deeds. So these guys will make massive donations to colleges and universities. Oh, it's to help the kids. They'll make they sit on boards of charities and pretend that they're really doing something good for the world. And what they're doing is they're feathering their own self-indulgence. KJRadio.com, Kevin Jackson, that's who you're listening to. Love to hear from you. 844-551-8255. Jeffrey Epstein is no different. He is a convicted pedophile. We've known this for decades. Convicted pedophile, and he makes crazy money because leftists give him their money because he can hide it for them. Then he donates it to colleges and universities and other things and boards where he pretends he wants to do something good for humanity. in this case, curing cancer and other diseases. Remember Joe Biden, what did he promise? He was going to cure cancer when he becomes president. Right after he finishes feathering the nest of Hunter, his son, who made millions of dollars in deals with Ukraine and China. But Joe's going to cure cancer, and all is going to be well. Forget all the crap that he did, all the greasing of the skids so Hunter could do some, you know, feather his nest. Things you and I can't do. How much money, how much time and energy does it take for you to make $1 million, for Joe to go fly to Ukraine and extort the government using your tax dollars to give his son a deal? Or China? I think you get the picture. Anyway, I was saying that Epstein's donation to Harvard reminds me of Lance Armstrong. Because Lance Armstrong, I used to think was a hero. A dude who battled cancer, won 7 Tour de Frances, and, I mean, against all odds. And then I saw the movie they made about how big of a scoundrel he was. And he was a big piece of crap. Public demeanor, private reality. Perfect example. Epstein's public demeanor was one of philanthropy and giving. Oh, sure, he liked the occasional beautiful woman. And so what? The child was 13. Holy mother of Polanski. The left doesn't care. Anyway, so he donated $6.5 million to Harvard so he could make power through his fake achievements like Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong got so big that criminal federal investigations were shut down on Lance Armstrong and doping. And there was one guy who hounded Armstrong at press conference after press conference, at place after place, and said, "We know you're doping." And Armstrong said, "Prove it." And they finally did. In the case of Epstein, "We know you're having sex with underage girls." And you know what he says? "I sit on the board of this. I give money to this and that. Prove it." And they finally did. If you can throw enough money around, you can get away with sexual abuse of women or any other thing that you choose. Now, as you consider what Epstein did in giving the $6.5 million to Harvard in order to cure cancer and other diseases, consider Harvey Weinstein and what he did. Weinstein used charity for cover. After his exposure, I'm reading this, Harry Weinstein has pulled back from every single charity and organization he works with and financially supports, including the ones he was a board member on. Sources close to Weinstein tell us the producer, quote, "does not want to disturb the good work he has done and what these organizations are trying to accomplish." These guys surround themselves with people who are trying to do good in order to provide cover for the people that they really are. I'm talking about Weinstein knows he is a scumbag leftist, a sexual abuser of women. And in order to cover that up, he goes and sits on boards and gives money to charity. That's what absolves him of his sin. That's why leftists love that money. Money is their god, because it can absolve them of their sins and it can make other people worship them. And then they get power from it. 3.5 decades, Harvey Weinstein runs around Hollywood molesting women, and nobody says a word. Just consider that. Weinstein was an official board member. Well, here's some of the charities. Robin Hood Foundation, AMFAR, UNICEF, Oceana, the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation, the LeBron James Family Foundation. Weinstein was a board member of the Robin Hood Foundation, and he resigned immediately once he knew he was discovered. Yeah, rob from the rich and give to the poor. More like take the punani from the young starlets and then pretend nothing happened. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Weinstein's donated thousands of dollars over the years, is taking the money that Weinstein donated and they're going to give it to women's groups. They should be giving it to men's groups. That's what they did after he was identified as a sexual predator. What do you think the Clinton Foundation did? You think they gave away any of their money to women's groups? Harvard University is not going to give their money back. But before I even get into that, it was funny. They called Harvey Weinstein a staple for huge charities. A staple for huge charities. Look, I'm only talking about Epstein and his donations to Harvard. I can guarantee you Epstein has given many, many more millions to many, many other charities, and nobody's mentioning it. Why they brought out Harvard, I don't know. Maybe it's the easiest one to defend, because after all, he wants to cure cancer and other diseases. But Harvard's not going to give the money back. Yeah. They talked to the chancellor. He's like, no, why should we give the money back? What's that got to do with his reputation? What's that got to do with the fact that he's a sexual predator? A proven pedophile? We're Harvard. We get to keep this money. And yeah, Harvard really needs it. Because back in 2017, their endowment was valued at $37.1 billion. I said it, $37.1 billion. Harvard's endowment is larger than the GDP of a third of the countries in the world. Their endowment. Do you think Harvard worries about little old me? Guy's got seeking educational excellence who wants to put Harvard on Front Street for having black graduations and all this ethnic nonsense, this identity politics. They don't care about the money. If nobody donated to Harvard for years, they'd still be fine. They're still going to run on the muscle memory of reputation. But what they are concerned about is embarrassment. But just to kind of put embarrassment into perspective, they don't care that one of their major donors, and I don't know where $6.5 million fits in the scheme of things. That may be chump change to Harvard. $37.1 billion. Come on. But in the scheme of things, if Harvard doesn't even show shame for taking money from a, not an accused pedophile, a convicted pedophile, what does it take to shame them? I mean, isn't that a legitimate question? What does it take? So, I want to go back to Nader, the witness that Mueller pulled out of the blue to go after Trump on a Russian collusion, and that guy gets arrested for being a pedophile. And let's face it, probably tied to the Clintons or some sex ring. When you think about this Hollywood sex ring, they busted the NVXIM, whatever it was, run by two prominent Holly weirdos, people that were related to some big TV shows, and this pedophile ring that many prominent Democrats are being accused of. Then you add in the Epstein element, where Democrats are very concerned about people who are going to get caught in the middle of that. It's all over Twitter. Throw in the Weinstein element of the fact that for three-plus decades, Democrats have known Harvey Weinstein is a sexual deviant of the highest order, and yet he gets invited to parties and he's put on boards and on and on. Bill Clinton, sexual predator, bona fide rapist, of Paula Jones and many others, covered up by his wife. Are you starting to get the picture? Look, folks, I'm not exonerating conservatives from any of the ills of human nature, ills of society. But I will tell you, we have a fraction of the freakazoids that the left has, and it's time we start calling them out as it occurs. Scoundrels.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.